found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
It is a Thursday edition of Tidbits, the 28th day of the month of March. As we end the month, we're down to the final days that we'll enjoy in the month of March. There's Matthew. Hello.
Hi.
Matt.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
How's it going?
Great. Just great.
Yes, indeed.
Easter Sunday.
It's coming up.
Yeah. This Sunday will be Easter. When the kids were little, did they do Easter egg hunts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you go to any of the, like, I went to one at the fairgrounds once. Was there with little kids. And I thought, well, that'll be interesting. These little guys will waddle out there. They'll get their eggs. No, no. Parents swoop them up. Lasts like a minute.
It's less than that. It's literally, it's over in it's seconds. Just,
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's over in seconds.
I thought they'd just let them be on their own, or at least a parent walk with them.
Nah.
They just swoop them up and run.
Heck yeah, they do.
It was unreal.
Yep.
Now, the older kids, they go out there, and they, but it's still very, very quick.
Right.
But man, the younger division, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I know we've had some Easter egg hunts around the area, so if you're a young parent, you have that to look forward to. Be advised, no, your 2 or 3 year old will not waddle out there and get their own eggs.
Be advised, that's because not going to happen.
If you let them do that, they'll come back empty handed.
They will be very upset.
Yeah.
And you'll be mad and you'll be angry. Because you followed the rules.
So, I just remember that night. You know, it was not at all what I envisioned.
Oh, no. No.
Well, the Powerball jackpot will keep growing because nobody hit it last night. It will now reach an estimated $935 million. Now, these tickets look like winners to me, these numbers. But they are all higher, really.
Okay.
So a lot of people, I don't think, go that route.
Hmm.
They try to string them out, you know.
But how many people pick their own numbers, though?
You know, I don't know. I do know some individuals that had their numbers, and that's what they played.
Hmm.
But me, I would probably get a quick pick. Now, if you were thinking the other day along the Mega Millions, and 7-Eleven as the first numbers on the losing night, and then they were 7-Eleven for the winning.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And maybe because they had been coming up on the last time it lost, that they were more likely to reappear on the next one. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know. I can't think of too many times where the first numbers are 7 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
But this time they were 37. That's where it starts, 37. If you had any single digits or lower numbers into the teens, into the 20s.
You are up a
creek. Nothing.
Sorry.
Okay. So 37, 46, 57, 60, then 66. Red Powerball 8. Now, those numbers just don't really look good. I always kid. But they don't.
They really don't.
You know. The jackpot now for Saturday night will now be the fifth largest in Powerball history. A jackpot winner in Saturday's Powerball drawing could choose to receive the money annuitized or a lump sum. That lump sum right now estimated at $449.7 million. Now let's go to perspectives because I've got information pertaining to this last Mega Millions jackpot.
Okay.
And the way it breaks down. So that winner Tuesday night will likely come away with less than a quarter of the $1.13 billion.
Hmm.
That's because,
right,
if they accept their prize as a lump sum, I certainly would. I'd say the odds of me lasting another 30 is pretty slim. Okay?
Right.
They'd receive $540 million. Then after taxes are deducted, it says they'd then be left with $280 million. Now, I know you're saying to yourself, how could I survive? Okay, but that's after you pay it all.
So you win
$1.13 billion. Okay. You take the lump sum, $540 million. You pay your federal tax.
Yeah.
Now you're down to $340 million.
Okay.
And you got to pay the state tax, which this was sold in New Jersey.
Okay.
Now you're down to $280 million, which still, I mean, that's a heck of a lot of money.
It's more than I'd ever know what to do with. But still, I mean, you look at that 540 and you know, wow. Mm-hmm. But then it's down to 280 mil. So the lottery jackpots are now inflated more than ever. And winners will be penalized more than any others in the last two decades if they opt to accept a lump sum. So your philosophy of going 30 years.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get a nice check the first one.
Oh, well, I think it goes up, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it increases.
But, you're going to have a nice chunk there to start. And if you spend that all in that 1 year period, you're a fool, my friend, a fool.
Yeah.
But there's a whole lot you could do on that first payment. You know, they'll have a picture of you. You're holding it. A big one. It's a big one, of course. It's not, you know.
Let's see. Lottery, they have two payout options, lump sum.
Okay.
Taking a lump sum means you'll receive 40 to 50% of the jackpot for immediate use or investment.
Okay, yes.
Or investment.
Investments, yes. First thing I'll do. Bitcoin, here I come. Putting it all in Bitcoin.
That's right. Lottery winners who opt for an annuity receive annual payments and more money over time.
Okay.
Some states allow selling the annuity to a discounted lump sum if preferences change.
Now, see, we could see you with what's his name? It's your money. I need it now.
Yeah.
See, those people are the ones that have annuities.
Right.
And they're not happy with that. They want it now.
They do.
But how much is he getting? He's probably taking half of it, I'll bet you. Okay? Just live with it, okay? Because odds are you're not going to get as much as you think. Because he's going to take at least, 40%, I'll bet.
You think so?
I bet you.
You think so?
Isn't that pretty much the case when you win like a lawsuit? Like you're in a wreck? Hmm. And they represent you. I think they get like 40% of what you get, something like that. It depends on the lawyer.
I don't know.
Maybe up to 50.
I don't know. I never thought about
you
it.
You know, so, you know, you might get a $200,000 settlement in your rack, but
there we go.
And then again, you got taxed. You walk away from that terrible accident with $28. I don't know for sure how it works, but I'm pretty sure there's a pretty decent penny that goes to the attorney.
So here's what I just found.
Okay.
When you choose the 30-year annuity payout.
All right, here we go.
You win the full listed jackpot amount after federal taxes. This is for the $1.4 billion jackpot.
Okay.
Would give you roughly $29.44 million per year.
Per year?
Per year. Imagine winning the lottery every single year for the next 30 years. Thank you.
Now, that does sound more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you've got the lifespan, and I would also presume you can give it to an heir, right? Does it just go away if you croak?
Let's see.
Okay.
All right. Can I?
Because, makes no sense to win. Oh, I'm sorry. Because they'd be real happy with these old ladies down in Florida that are winning all the time. Well, she's only got a couple of years.
Right.
So I would think you can pass it along. But maybe I'm wrong.
Yes, a lottery annuity can be inherited.
All right.
If a lottery winner opts for annuity payments, who passes away before all payments are made, the remaining payouts can be transferred to their heirs.
But then again, I presume there's a luxury tax or whatever it's called now.
Probably.
So, well, again, it's being taxed yet again.
There's not, I think, did they get rid of the inheritance tax?
Well, I think so. Because that was years ago, I think they got rid of that.
Yeah.
But there's, you're still going to pay something.
You're going to, obviously.
You're not just going to get that from Uncle Charlie. there's going to be work involved.
Oh, for sure.
And yet probably another attorney involved to get that for you. So, we should have been attorneys.
We weren't smart enough.
We could be on TV doing our ads. Hey, I'm Dale. He's Matt. We can get you the largest settlement you'll ever dream of.
But we'd have to have a catchy title, yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
The Killer Squad. We're the Killer Squad.
The Killer Squad. We kill unfair judgments.
All over Indianapolis television.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Billboards. We could have a billboard down the road. I saw the Hammer had a billboard down there. Okay. How much are they spending in that?
Oh, my gosh.
And then they throw out numbers. We've won 1 point bill whatever for our clients. So that means you got about half of that.
Right. Right.
Anyway, it's fun to dream of money. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have more tidbits. So stick around. I guess I'm not really ready. I thought I was more prepared, Matthew.
Mm, well.
But as I look at my material, I'm not. So let me do some quick typing. You know me, I'm quick.
You are very quick.
So I find it. All right. Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
By the way, lawyers typically receive a percentage of the settlement.
Okay.
Ranging from 25% to 75%.
75%. That is a lot. 75%. My goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm looking. All right. I found it. Okay. So let's break for news. We'll check weather. We have an important message if you're looking to join law enforcement coming up, too.
This is true.
So we've got more on the way.
This is Tidbits.
It was a story of a true trooper in the late 1980s.
Okay.
A young man by the name of Dale decided he was going to become a policeman.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I went through the test. You do a written. Mm-hmm. See, what it was, you did the written back then, and then you were whittled down. We went from probably about 50 or 60 guys down to about 20.
Really?
Okay, questions like, and they do this, and I'm warning you, if you're taking this test, listen to me. Would you arrest your mother for speeding?
Wow.
Now, a lot of guys go, yeah, you bet. I'm not going to treat her. No. Tell the truth, okay? Don't try to act like a tough guy.
Sure.
Because you're going to get disqualified.
Really?
You're not going to arrest your mother.
She's breaking the law. You know? I don't care who you are.
I mean, use common sense. If you're going to take this test, let me advise you.
Yeah.
And this is from a seasoned veteran of police training. Okay.
So what kept you from doing it?
Well, actually, you know, I was an idiot because I waited till maybe a week or two before to start even running.
Ah. Yeah.
And I had a 1 mile path that I could run down alleys.
Yeah.
You know, so I started, but I waited way too. I was not ready. Mm. I ran the 60-yard dash lickety split.
Sure.
But then shortly after that, you run the mile.
Oh.
I'm winded. Okay. Yeah. After sprinting, you know, and they give you so long to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have to give my all in the 60-yard dash or whatever it was. But I, you know, I wanted
but
to, you know.
Did. You want to impress them.
And then, you know, I started cramping up on the mile.
Oh, no.
I struggled. Oh, no. I struggled on the bench press.
Yeah.
Because you had to bench press 3/4 of your weight. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, not in the best of shape then. It was like 180-some pounds I had to bench.
Yeah.
I did it.
Right.
But barely.
It was, it was.
And thank goodness it was one rep.
Ah.
But, the running's what killed me. So anyway. So it was a short career.
You'll never get your badge low.
And don't let these overweight cops fool you. Because, you know, there was a couple of them that ran with us.
Yeah.
You think, Lardy ain't going to make it, you know. You're thinking to yourself.
Yeah.
No problem. You know, it's like, I'm cramping up after running the 60.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be more time between them.
Well, you were probably dehydrated. You probably were, you know, not eating the right. You probably had a bunch of, like, onion rings and fried fish the night before.
I just wasn't. You know, it's like that. Remember the young lady that went into the service corps that never had a woman before? And she was really out of shape. I mean, she didn't make it, and there was a big deal about it. And,
yeah.
But, you know, it's like me. I went, I'm ready. But, boy, I saw those dollar signs. I can get out of broadcasting and be a cop.
That's right.
I'll get free breakfast, maybe.
I could pull a guy over. It's fine. I'll pull my mom over, whatever.
So, anyway, and I was, of course, much younger then.
I can serve warrants. I can.
But my law enforcement career never developed. But it was interesting to go through it.
Sure.
And the questions.
How long ago was this? Like when?
Oh, my goodness. It's when would this been 40.
Okay.
40 years, probably.
Right.
Been a while. But here I am still in the broadcast. You would have missed me.
That's true.
You know.
That is true.
You wouldn't have had a partner named Dale. Probably would have been Bupkus. Okay.
Bupkus.
He would have been mean to you, you know. I'm not near mean to you.
That's true. Not anymore.
Now, this is more drone stuff. We're going to have a sky full of drones. Walmart, Chick-fil-A, even 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Are rolling out new technology that will deliver online orders to customers in a matter of minutes.
Wow.
The three mega brands will be the first companies to launch a new drone delivery service with the Virginia startup DroneUp. Why didn't we get in that? We're always missing out
on... We really are. We're just behind. We're behind the times.
The system differs from existing drone delivery because it includes a climate-controlled locker.
Oh.
Referred to as a DBX, where drones pick up packages. DBX is said to be smaller than a single parking space, allowing smaller retailers to use the new technology too. The company says secure lockers will help ward off porch pirates and can be used by customers seeking to make returns as well.
Oh, so it delivers to this, so like, so if you, okay.
Is it just the whole package is being dropped, it's locked. See, you're going to have issues. I can't get this unlocked. You know, there's going to be something, okay? I don't know how it works. When making deliveries, the drones automatically know where to go in the sky.
Yeah.
And have the power to avoid any aircraft along the way.
Well, they're not going that high. I mean, they're not flying at 35,000 feet.
You're up there on your way to...
Well, you got a good tailwind today, so it should be there in about...
On your way to Chicago, you see one.
Just an army of them.
I don't know how it works. It's really, they travel at 60 miles an hour, okay? Within a 30-mile range and pick up packages using a claw-like grabber, okay? So pretend you're doing the claw game.
Yes. You know how great that is.
that can carry up to 10 pounds.
Okay.
Now, I just see 7-Eleven, this claw holding onto a cup, okay, bringing you a cola.
And when you open it, it just explodes everywhere. The system differs, includes a climate-controlled locker, referred to as DBX, where drones pick up packages. I don't understand how this works.
I don't either.
So do the retailers use the DBX? Is that where they're putting their goods?
I don't know.
And then that's where the drone kind of operates from? Or do they get delivered to the DBX, and that's where you have to go pick it up, which seems stupid. I'm going to have it not, you know, I want it delivered to another spot, not the place or my house, and I got to go get it.
Are we that lazy?
Are we?
I mean, even I'm lazy. I truly am. But when it comes to, you know, it's in a climate-controlled locker. And I presume it's probably locked. Okay, so how do you get into it? Because it said porch pirates are involved. Okay, so.
Right.
I don't know. It says the company says secure lockers
Yeah.
will ward off porch pirates. I don't know how. Can't they crack it open with a rock? Okay, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard would it be probably to get in it? Pretend your suitcase is, you know, you can't get in it. What do? You do anything you can to crack it open.
Grab a rock from the parking lot.
So I don't know if this is great technology or not. So climate controlled. Why has it got to be climate controlled?
So you can have, you know.
Like a hot French fry?
Or on the other side, you can have your, you know, your coleslaw brought to you and it's still cold.
I just see disaster, okay? I just crashes, okay? Errant deliveries drop too soon. You know, I just don't see,
right.
I don't know, especially with a claw, okay? It's like, it seems like you got that little fuzzy bear in that claw game nicely wrapped.
Well, I don't think it's...
But it falls off, okay? You never really do very well in the claw game at all.
Those were scam, so I don't think it's the same thing.
Now, there are people I know that have mastered that thing.
Right.
So there are ways to win it.
Well,
okay.
Well.
The average schmuck like me has no clue. I just feel like I've got a good hold on that bear's head, and I should have it. Okay. And it moves, and the next thing you know, falls off. So anyway, we'll see. Someday it'll get to Logansport and smaller communities. Here's a guy.
So if you go to droneupdelivery.com,
okay,
there's a video that you can watch
and
see this in action.
Okay.
You can see how it all works. And
are you impressed?
I mean, I don't know what I'm looking at. I would have to watch it with the it's 4 minutes long. So I'm not sure we want to watch it right now.
Okay.
But we were in Kokomo this weekend, and we're walking into a store, and all of a sudden, bam, there's zzz, over the park, there's the drone, just like flying over the parking lot.
I think we'll have a tendency to all kind of turn into King Kongs. You know, to strike
slide
it out.
Them down, yeah.
Because we're not used to them.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly ever have seen a drone.
Really?
But I know they're out there all over the place.
Now, the kind that you can get, wait, what? Yo, they are, when the drone drops it off,
okay,
it doesn't like land
okay
on your lawn, but it hovers.
Yes.
And then it lowers it via like a cable. Like it. And then I guess you go out and you unhook it, and it...
Oh, it's up to you to go get it.
Well, that's what this guy just did.
Do you yank hard on the cord and make it wobble?
Yeah. You wrap it around your waist, and you go for a ride.
And again, it's got a 10-pound capacity.
Yeah.
How much stuff are you really going to be able to get with that?
This guy got some... What do you get in here? You got some stuff.
And are you going to have enough employees skilled enough to load it? You know, I mean, think about some of the places you go now and the employees and how well they take care of business, okay? If you're going to have this thing involved in delivering 7-Eleven Slurpees, okay, I just don't understand it.
All right, he got some Hungry Jack potatoes. He got, looks like a bottle of Advil, some spice of some sort. Oh, a can of... coffee. You got a can of coffee in there. Oh, and some apples. You got 3 apples. Yeah, that is drone deliver. All that stuff.
Deliver for just $28.95. More than what you paid for the products.
And so that, I guess, you know, that's my next thing is it, do you have to pay extra?
They gotta have.
Is it gonna be an extra?
How are they gonna support it if you don't pay for it? You know, so I don't know how convenient it is. 10 pounds of material. Okay, that adds up quickly.
You would think.
3 apples, I don't know. What you got there, maybe pound and a half.
Right.
You're down to, you know, 8 pounds to go. You're overweight, and the drone will crash, right?
Or would it have to make 2 trips? You have, like, 2 or 3 drones heading to your house. Like a squadron.
In formation.
In formation. No.
Oh, I don't know.
How's it work, man?
Somebody's got to operate.
Are we thinking about this too hard? Are we dumb? Or do we not get it? I mean,
and again, it's okay to use GPS, fine, but getting it exactly to that porch and rather the yard or sidewalk or whatever, I don't understand. You know, mm-hmm. how you're going to zone that in? It just doesn't seem like you can get it exactly where you want it.
That's why we're all going to have an installed drone landing pads in our backyard. And then you'll see scam artists come along and say, yeah, well, we'll put one up for you. And then never do the work.
We only see the bright side.
It'll be on the news. Be aware of.
Drone base makers. So anyway, you know, this thing. So how long's the arm, I wonder?
What do you mean?
You know, it lets it down to you.
It's like a cable. Okay. It's like a...
Is it hooked?
Yeah, it's like hooked.
Is it a claw?
So yeah, there's a... you have the box, all right? The box... Here's the box.
Okay.
And the box has like a... think of in the same ruffle shape, roughly... as a Happy Meal.
Okay.
All right. So you know how the Happy Meal box comes up and then it goes in and there's a handle. That's kind of how these boxes are made. And then the claw kind of goes into the handle part and locks.
This is so complicated.
And then it goes to your lawn and... But you're right. There's going to be some... And there's a word you used last week that I'm not going to use now. That'll like want to, you know.
A wise guy.
Oh, yeah, wise guy. That'll want to hang on it. That'll want to, you know, jerk it.
And then if it does something wrong while it's at your house, will you be responsible? Like having your computer given to you at school. It's your computer to use.
If I had to guess.
If you crash the thing, are you responsible?
These probably have cameras. And so they know that if something happens and it's not your fault, it'll be recorded. Okay. You know what I mean? But if
you yank on the cord,
they're going to see that, and you know, yeah.
So, and then, well, that wasn't me.
I don't know.
Just right now, they got pickups at stores. Just order and pick it up. Drive yourself.
That's the best.
You know, drive yourself. Now, again, you're relying on somebody else to pick your products. They may not pick your meat like you would.
Well,
okay? I mean, seriously, if you think about it.
Right.
Your produce, you know what you want for produce.
There is that.
They're not going to do that. They're just going to get
what... But literally everything else, it works. It's great.
And I have used it. And it's okay, but I'm getting products that, you know.
Right.
But again, the best deal is to do it yourself. I mean, you know, get you out of the house, you know. Come on, Grandma. My grandma, when it was shopping day, her and mom would doll up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lipstick, you know, yeah. I mean, it was like a big outing.
Wear a dress.
It was, you know. And now look what you get at the, you know.
Mm-hmm. Pajama pants. I mean,
they were all dolled up.
Yeah.
I used to get to go, you know, I'm a youngster. And, mm-hmm. you know, everybody you'd see in there, the ladies and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're all dolled up. They chit-chat. Mm-hmm. It's a meeting place.
Absolutely.
And I was at the era of the beginnings of the shopping, you know, the grocery stores. But, you know,
we just switched over to Five and Dimes.
The larger facilities, okay? Because there were a lot of neighborhood stores.
Yeah, yeah.
The 60s was the advent of the supermarket.
Sure. It went from like corner markets markets to, you know,
and then it was, you know, and then you got the green stamps.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
It was an experience.
I remember going to the store when the first time the automatic door, oh my gosh.
Yes, that was, you know, I mean, there's been just in the last 50 some years.
Yeah.
The advent of the larger stores. Mm-hmm. Now look at them. I'm scared to go in some because they're so large, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like you look and you're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then my poor hips are saying, can you get over there?
Can you make it that far?
You know, it's just,
do you really need what's over there? Think about it.
And it's really made me to a level now where I do like the convenience of order and pick it up.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
And I got to say, whoever did my picking did a good job.
Yeah.
I had three types of meat products. They did fine.
Okay.
I didn't really have any produce. I'm nothing but, I'm like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I just eat meat and bland objects.
Meat and bran. That's all I ask.
But yeah, it's convenient. But this drone stuff is just...
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's like flying cars. They keep throwing that at us.
Yeah.
Are we even going to be able to get capable of doing electric cars? I mean, look That's at the point. Overall... I mean, there's a whole lot of electricity in these ramps.
I think, in my head, the way it's going to work is, for flying cars, it'll probably be similar to drones, because drones are very... You know, they're very intelligent because there's no, like, streets to navigate.
Yeah.
It's just point A to point B, right? And I think if you're going to do cars, it'll be similar, but they'll need to talk to each other. So it'll be, you know, my car needs to know where your car is, where that car is, where that one is. And we all can avoid each other. You know what I mean?
And I presume you program it.
Yeah.
You're going to grandma's, you put in the coordinates, and it just goes.
Yeah.
I'd still be nervous. Because electronics fail.
They do.
Okay. Look at your vehicle and how difficult it is now to even do any of your own maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to remove the grill to replace a headlamp. You know, it's it's pretty complicated.
It is.
Anyway, look at the time.
We are so, I wish you'd so quit, late.
You know, distracting me.
Sorry.
It's your fault.
Sorry.
So anyway, we'll do it again tomorrow. We'll wrap up the week, okay?
All right.
See you then.
See
ya.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like, and thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.